Tomorrow, 14 Unalaska students will travel to Anchorage for the 41st Annual Native Youth Olympics. NYO takes place over 3 days, and students from all across the state come to compete in events based on traditional Native games. This year, over 400 Alaskan students are expected to participate. Freshman Tatum Robinson describes some of the events.
Someone, and there's a bunch of supporters around you, and your legs are all bunched up, and you're, just like pulling the stick, see who wins. And then there's Alaska High Kick, where you're on the ground holding one foot, and you kick a ball with your free foot, and then land on that same foot.
Melissa Streetmatter is a junior who has gone to NYO before. Her event is a one-hand reach. She says that even though it's a competition, those participating in NYO are all supportive of each other.
It's really fun. Like, it seems like it'd be like something really big and competitive, but a lot of the other coaches will like give you advice when you're there.
Students have been practicing daily for the past 6 weeks. Some, like junior Douglas Krukoff, have the advantage of having competed before. His event is also the one-hand reach.
This has been my event since freshman year, so every season I've been just concentrating on this event.
But freshmen like Robinson don't have that edge, and have learned their skills only recently.
I started off as not doing so well in the beginning of the season, but I ended up kicking 76 inches in 1 foot. It's really just how well you put your effort into each practice, and I guess if you put 100% in, then it comes out great.
On top of showcasing the competitive events, this year's NYO will also feature Native drumming and dancing and have speakers like Iditarod winner and NYO alum John Baker.